Welcome back, y'all. You're tuned in to this super game edition, super weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Hour three getting started here. If you're trying to tackle a home improvement project or you've got questions about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we show up every single Saturday morning to answer those questions for you, the Arizona homeowner, for absolutely free. 1-888-767-4348. Call us. Put our over 40 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience to work for you. Joyce called from Tucson last hour wanting to know how to paint a straight line on a textured drywall with a radiused out corner in an arch. How do you split that paint right down the middle of that radius through the arch as you change colors going from one room to another? Well, we helped her out and coached her through that. I know she's out there caulking that tape right now, waiting for the caulk to dry so she can get it painted up. So if you've got a project and you're stumped on how to proceed or how to finish it, or maybe someone in your house has started a project that just can't seem to get finished, give us a ring and maybe we can talk you through a couple tricks of the trade that will expedite that project. 1-888-767-4348.
On that topic of painting, we had a friend of ours from Tucson call, a homeowner who said she had tried this tool called the AccuBrush and said it was absolutely amazing. And you don't need to tape anything. So I'm looking it up online and I'm thinking I'll try it out.
I don't know it.
Yeah, we'll have to try it and let them know. But she said it was just the handy. They painted the whole inside of their house themselves and used it and loved it.
And will that paint a straight line on a radius corner on a drywall surface that's textured?
She said it would.
Okay.
But we'd have to try it out.
All right. Well, that's what Jennifer does. She finds those new projects and does a survey and test on it. How many things has she tested she told you not to buy? That's why we're here, to protect you and to inform you and to educate you. And to do that specifically here this morning, we have a report that's been published. It's a national report by a magazine that's a trade magazine catering to the residential remodeling world. The magazine is Remodeling Magazine. We're bringing in the editor-in-chief, who is carving time out of his family Saturday weekend back in Washington, D.C., just to join us here at Rosie on the House. Arizona homeowners, let me introduce you to Mr. Craig Webb. Mr. Webb, we really appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning.
Thank you. I suppose my only wish was that my Washington Redskins were in Phoenix with you right now, but certain dreams rarely come true.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of counting on the Cardinals making it to this game as well. Listen, I've been familiar with y'all's study. I don't know. Y'all have been doing this study for close to 20 years, I believe.
Yes, and did Phoenix actually have anybody living there 20 years ago? You've grown so much.
We were a small little town of about 1.5 million 20 years ago. So we've doubled since then at about 3 million. And I can remember the first time y'all ever came out with a report. I looked at it, and the number one project that would return the highest percentage of invested return was a wood-burning fireplace, and that was nationally. But boy, things have sure changed since then.
Absolutely. The cost versus value report today examines 36 projects in 102 metro markets across the country, including Phoenix and Tucson. And what we do is we use an independent source to look at a model project so that you can, and it's the same model project in every city, so that way we can get a cost comparison of what it costs to do the same work with the same materials all across the country. And then we go to the National Association of Realtors, and the Realtors Association reaches out to about 200,000 of their members and asks them, if you did this project if a professional remodeler did this project for your customer in your town, what would that do to the value of the house if you happened to sell that house within a year? And so we provide the cost And the realtors, in a sense, provide the value, and that's how we get cost versus value.
You know what, Craig? Let's ask the people that are currently sitting at home that may be in front of their computer screen. Let's give the address of where they can find this report.
Absolutely. You can find it at www.costvsvalue.com. CostVSValue.com.
There's a little bit of information to fill out there as a consumer, and it asks you to download the report based on which region you're most interested in, and then it spits out these 15 different projects, both in mid-range and upscale, job costs, resale value, and what you could expect the cost to be recouped. It really is an objective way to kind of start getting an idea if any one of these projects are something you're considering, an idea of the national average and your regional average, so you can kind of start honing in on establishing a realistic budget.
Yes, we think that one of the greatest values of cost versus value is that it helps give people a realistic version of what's going on. Remodelers tell us everywhere that customers are suffering sticker shock when they see prices for professional work being done. And I think it's been exacerbated over the years because 20 years ago, Rosie, you didn't have HGTV to worry about. And the notion that you could get work done for a pittance and have the entire project done in 30 minutes. And we know, and you know certainly, that that's not the case. And so this helps provide the remodeler with some backup information when he goes in and says, hey, this is what I really think this project's going to take. And people say, I can't believe you. Well, they have national independent numbers to help show that they're really not that far off.
Home improvement reality fix-up, fixer-flipper remodeling shows haven't done us any favors.
Not at all. And, well, the one thing they have done is that they have inspired people, and sometimes they give you an idea as a customer what you like and what you don't like, and you can then make references back to the remodeler. And when the remodeler hears somebody say, "I want a colonial house," and it turns out the house they liked on a TV show was actually an arts and crafts home, well, then you don't end up putting in all sorts of colonial touches when that's not what they wanted.
Exactly. And as you're assessing, as the homeowner, as the consumer is assessing and digesting this report, they're taking a look at what they can expect to make in a return investment. I tell people all the time, look, when you're contemplating a remodel, you're going to spend more than you think you are. And you have to do an objective analysis and a subjective analysis. Objectively, this project is going to cost you X, and it's going to only be able to recoup Y. The difference between X and Y is the question you have to ask yourself, is it worth the quality of life improvement you're going to get out of it for the duration of the time you're in the house?
Absolutely. One of the things that we tell people is that if you're planning to stay in the house for 5 years, don't even worry about the value side of cost versus value. Because think about how much housing prices have changed in Tucson and Phoenix over the last 5 years, the roller coaster that you folks have gone through. Instead, worry about the cost side. The cost side will at least give you a sense that, for example, in Phoenix, if you want to remodel a bathroom in a modest sense, a small upstairs bathroom, it might cost $16,000 this year. And if you wanted to replace an entry door with a fiberglass door, it might cost you $3,000. That at least gives you a sense of the cost of having that project done.
And there, you actually have, not you, but I mean your team has assembled the data that shows there's actually three projects that could be done on a Phoenix home that actually repays more than the cost of the installation.
That is correct. And interestingly enough, all three of them are what we call replacement projects as opposed to remodeling projects. If you were to, in the latest survey, according to the estimates of the realtors, if you were to replace the vinyl siding on your house, you'd get about $1.20 back for every dollar that you spent. If you were to replace a vinyl window, you'd get about $1.10 back for every dollar. If you were to replace a wood window in the Phoenix area, you'd get $1.06 back for every dollar you put in. And there's two things I'd stress here. One is that we actually have two different kinds of projects. We have what you call replacement projects and remodeling projects. If something's broken, in historically, replacement projects have had a higher return, and I think you can understand why. If a door is broken, you need to replace that door, and everyone can see the value of replacing the door, so they put a higher value on it. If you're remodeling, let's say, a kitchen, and somebody puts in a type of countertop that you don't like, well, then it's that the value of that project is wasted on the next person moving in. They might not like your taste. The second thing about this is that you notice siding and windows both involve curb appeal.
Curb appeal, absolutely.
We also had one on manufactured stone veneer, stone veneer accents, and it was a brand new project this year, and it had the highest, second highest return of any project across the country, 92%. In the Phoenix area, it was about 74%. So maybe because it's a little bit more old hat where you folks are, it might not have quite been as much a thing as in other parts of the country. Whereas in the Tucson market, it's about 87%. We even have differences between Tucson and Phoenix on things.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that particular project, a stone veneer facade across the front of the house as a wainscoter accent, certainly can do a lot just to upgrade the look of the entire neighborhood. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about this report. We're talking about people measuring how much to invest in what project. The report is the Cost Versus Value Report from Remodeling Magazine. Craig, why don't you give the URL address of this of the study again, and then let's talk a little bit about what Harvard Business is projecting. This could be the largest year of remodeling expenditure in the country ever.
Right. The URL, the web address is costvsvalue.com, costvsvalue.com. And that's where you can find the cost versus value reports. You get the national reports immediately. You get the regional reports immediately if you want the local Tucson or Phoenix. We ask you to just tell us a few things about yourself, and then you can download a PDF. Now, as for the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies, that is probably one of the most renowned, you might call them think tanks or research organizations in the country looking at the remodeling market. Every 2 years, they put out a new report, and just on Wednesday of this week, they issued their every other year report on the state of the remodeling market. And you can look at remodeling in several different ways. One is just fixing up stuff, just maintaining, improving, and then whether you own the house or whether a landlord owns the house. And if you add up all four of those different factors, the belief is that we're probably going to have the best year ever in 2015, something on the order of $340 billion being spent.
So if you're contemplating doing something at your house, you're not alone right now. And the cost versus value report would be a great place for you to go and start studying, getting a realistic expectation of what that project could cost you.
Right. If I can recommend one other thing, and that is that use cost versus value as a guide. But keep in mind that the Phoenix market and the Tucson markets have dramatic differences inside the market. So after you use this as a guide, start talking to people like you, Rosie. Start talking to your local qualified realtor. They can help localize the information for you and really get you the information you need.
Awesome. Craig Webb of Hanley Wood, Editor-in-Chief of Remodeling Magazine. Again, thank you so much for joining us, folks. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back.